This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarShow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I love how people talk about personal freedom. If you're exercising personal freedom, put someone else in jeopardy, their health in jeopardy. I don't consider that being very dealing with freedom.
And who is more empathetic than Joe Biden? Who has more knowledge, more strategic thinking about all this, more authenticity in associating with America's working families?
It's tough out there. You want to look relatable, you know? That's a big part of my thing. Trust Absolutely. Me, I'm an everyman.
An everyman? Yeah. Really? Is that who you want to be?
People like an everyman.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Investigation shows the Clinton campaign paid to infiltrate Trump servers. The report revealing the campaign was trying to establish a, quote, narrative linking Trump to Russia.
Like spying,
yes.
And you know what other things are going to come out, too? And a lot of other things are going to come out. But you don't even need other things. What they've done is so corrupt.
Trump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, and again, it's a good day to get on the chump line, go to that number, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this in an hour or so from now, or we might play it on Chop Chumps later tonight. I'll give you a good suggestion to begin a chump line message. Roses are red, violets are blue. The judge said today to Sarah Palin, "You're right, but bleep you." The judge, Jed Rakoff, for that is indeed his name, said that he was going to throw out the verdict. The jury is still deliberating on whether she was libeled by the New York Times. Of course she was libeled by the New York Times. They falsely accused her of getting a congresswoman shot in Arizona. It was totally false, and they admit it was totally false. They made it up. But they didn't do it with malice aforethought. Malice aforethought. That's the standard. So this is the guy who wouldn't let the case proceed anyway. She had to appeal it. And so the appeals court said, no, this should go to court. So then it goes back to him. Now they've had the trial, and he said, yeah, okay, they were remiss. They were operating, again, he didn't say this, but he meant they were operating as a Democrat super PAC that sells ads like they always are. "I'm not altogether happy to have to make this decision on behalf of the defendant." That's the New York Times. "I'm troubled by the fact that the erroneous edits made by Mr. Bennett." Mr. Bennett is this squirrely look at classic New York Times guy, pablum puking trust funded. His brother is the pablum puking trust funded Democrat stooge senator from Colorado, Michael Bennett. "Reasonably could be read by many readers as an accusation that Ms. Palin's PAC's distribution of the Crosshairs map was clearly and directly linked to the shooting of Gabby Giffords, the congresswoman." But how classic New York Times is it? They wrote this editorial the day that the Bernie bro almost killed several Republican congressmen and senators at the baseball practice in suburban D.C., Steve Scalise was in the hospital for months. Rand Paul had to dive into the dugout. This Democrat was killed by Capitol police officers who were guarding it, or the death toll would have been high. And so the New York Times, the only thing they could think of was to write an editorial excoriating Sarah Palin. I don't blame her for suing. And now, even before the jury comes back, the Obama appointee is a judge, for indeed he is an Obama appointee. Of course he is. Who else would have appointed him other than Brandon? Has thrown the verdict. Whatever the verdict is, it's thrown out. 844-500-4242. Just thought I would mention that. What we're talking about here, this vast left-wing conspiracy against Donald Trump, which is now being revealed, in dribs and drabs, and the latest came out in a filing in federal court in the indictment of a crooked lawyer named Michael Sussman, who worked for Perkins Coie, one of the big Democrat law firms in D.C. They're all big Democrat law firms, just about all of them, of course. So people are thinking, what's the conspiracy theory here? Is the Obama Biden crew, or is Biden calls it the Obama O'Biden crew, trying to take Hillary off the board? I don't think so. I mean, everybody's entitled to their own conspiracy theories in a case this big and this corrupt. But the fact is that this goes back to the Oval Office when Obama was president. I think he has reason to want this quashed just as quickly. I just keep coming back to whether or not this is going to end up like the Saturday Night Massacre in 1973. You know, when, Archibald Cox was the special prosecutor and he was closing in on Nixon. And so Nixon said to Elliot Richardson from Massachusetts, he said, "You fire Archibald Cox." And Elliot said, "I'm not going to do that." And then Nixon said, "You're fired." And then he brought in his own guy and fired Archibald Cox. I mean, I think that could happen. You know, there was an outcry at the time because there was a Republican president, and it was just the wrong thing to do to fire a guy who's prosecuting you just because he's closing in. But in this case, I mean, would the New York Times or the Washington Post say anything? MSNBC saying, hell no. They haven't said, this is a huge story, and they refuse to cover it. Because it makes them look bad. A presidential candidate, a defeated presidential candidate, was paying to spy on the duly elected president of the United States in the White House. In the White House. And they can't cover this? And again, this isn't according to Breitbart sources. This is a U.S. just DOJ employee, a special counsel appointed by the Attorney General to conduct this investigation, who is making these allegations. And he's making these allegations saying that a law firm should pull out of the defense of the crooked lawyer, and the law firm, one of its partners, is married to Liz Cheney, the most rabid rhino never-Trumper in the Republican Party. How coincidental is that? There's 330 million people in this country. And this is how wrapped up everybody is? 844-500-4242. Meanwhile, they're coming after Dan Snyder, the owner of the Washington, now the Commanders, formerly the you-know-whats. And, the lawyer who's investigating that case of his organization's alleged sexual harassment is a woman named Beth Wilkinson, who represented all of Hillary Clinton's people when they were all claiming attorney-client privilege, trying to cover up the erasure of the 30,000 emails under congressional subpoena. Subpoena meaning under penalty if you don't produce them. But there were no penalties. And she's married to David Gregory, pablum puking Democrat operative with a press pass who was fired from Meet the Press because his ratings were so low, and Beth Wilkinson, and now she's basically the special prosecutor against Dan Snyder, and they want Dan Snyder to have to sell the team. Guess who? I wonder who would buy the team if Dan Snyder had to sell. You think Jeff Bezos would buy the team? I think that's the plan, isn't it? Jeff Bezos gets to own the team. He's, the ultimate deep stater, the ultimate oligarch, gets to buy the oligarchy's team. 844-500-4242. My guess is Snyder is forced to sell the team before Stephen Ross is forced to sell the Miami Dolphins, even though he is accused by his former coach his former coach says he was offered $100,000 a game to throw games in the 2019 season so they could get the number one draft pick and get Joe Burrow, who almost won the Super Bowl last night for the Cincinnati Bengals. Just, again, like I said, it's a small world. Ann, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ann.
Yeah, hi, Howie. I just feel very strongly that we are at a pivotal moment in our history, well, with the knowledge of the deep state's war on the freedom convoys, not just in Canada, but across the globe, and these new revelations about the deep state's willingness and actual attempt to fabricate. It's not just spying and surveillance on Trump, but
right.
Fabricating evidence, fake evidence.
And right. They were just they right just wanted to pick and choose. They were going to get all this internet information from Trump Tower, from an apartment building, from the White House, and from a health agency. And they were just going to put it all together and then give it to the FBI and the CIA, so then they could leak it and say there was an investigation of Trump. I mean, how evil is this? How nefarious was this conspiracy, Anne?
Exactly, and that is why it's really, really the time is now for all patriotic and good Americans to proactively call out their friends and their relatives and anyone they know, whether it's in the office, and call them out and say, you are a fool and you are a useful idiot for the deep state. Because, you know, anyone that...
I agree. I feel that way sometimes when I talk to people, Ann, but how much good is that going to do, yelling at people?
I don't think it's yelling. I think it's just finally speaking our piece instead of just being silent. And I say this because I look at those truckers who are putting everything on the line, you know, their livelihoods, you know, everything. And I think for their sake and for Trump's sake and really our own sake, it's time to speak up when we can, you know, instead of just sort of being polite and civil. And
yeah.
I mean, I've had conversations just today at my workplace where general conversation, and I actually said, you know, I think anyone that voted for Biden, and I said I will tell them to their face, is a fool and anti-American. So I'm not being silent anymore, and I don't think we should. I think we need to, even in general conversation, say our piece. Because
you could do it. You know, and you know, I try to you know, bite my tongue sometimes when I'm dealing with people I have to live with, especially like in my building. But don't you think they're learning? I mean, every time you go to the supermarket, every time you go to the gas station, don't you think you kind of get it drilled into your head what's going on, what's been going on, what he's responsible for? I think you do. I'm going to do an hour later on in the show. Thank you, Brandon. What do you want to thank Brandon for? I thought about it yesterday. I just happened to go into the local market with the mailroom manager. And I buy this cheese. I like this cheese. It's an imported cheese. It's been $6.15 for months. For a while, I couldn't get it all summer. Thanks, Brandon. But then finally it came back, $6.15 a block. Yesterday, $6.79 a block. Up 64 cents for a block of about like 6-7 ounces. Thanks, Brandon. We'll do. I'll retell that story later on. 844-500-4242. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier is one of Eden Pure's best-selling products, and now Eden Pure is offering my listeners a very special Thunderstorm 3-pack. One user writes, quote, "Very surprised at how well the small units work. I noticed the difference almost immediately. I purchased the 3-pack and I'm happy I did." You can now save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. You'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200. One for your basement, one for your first floor, and one for the second floor, all in one purchase. With the 3-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house or workplace. It's been months now that we've been talking about the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. People still ask me if it really works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit, and they're big and bulky. You have to, you know, clean out the filters every now and then. It's just a pain compared to the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Click my name and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com. Click my name and use code word Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
Want to know what Howie is reading before the show?
All right, now let's see. Where were we? Oh, yeah. in the pit of despair.
Take a look at Howie's homework at HowieCarshow.com.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Howie Carr is back.
AOC blames crime surge on child tax credit ending, also known as welfare handouts to the non-working classes. Why don't they go out and get jobs? There's 8 million unfilled jobs. Why don't your constituents get off their lazy asses and stop using drugs and stop vegging out on their video games and they're watching Netflix? Why don't they go out and go to work?
Oh, that's free in America.
I know. I understand. I know that's the answer to every question, whether you're a citizen or a non-citizen. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Liberty Through Wealth newsletter. This newsletter will help you achieve and maintain total financial independence. To subscribe and learn more, go to onestockretirement.com. That's onestockretirement.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you believe that Trump was flushing documents down the toilet?
No, I do not.
94% of the audience believes no, he was not.
All right. 844-500-4242, latest statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States. I was proven right about the spying, and I will be proven right about 2020. 844-500-4242. This is Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio yesterday on the Fox News Channel. Cut 9.
I think the other big takeaway is President Trump was right. Clear back in 2017, he said, they're spying on me. And all the Democrats and the mainstream press said, no, that's not happening. 2 years later, it was Attorney General Barr who said spying took place. And the media and the Democrats had the same reaction. Now we know for sure in 2022, now we know for sure that they were, in fact, spying. And it was, as I said yesterday, worse than we thought.
Worse than we thought. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, hi, Howie. As a student of history, I thought you might be interested in this piece of ancient history because I think it shows that the Democratic dirty tricks, they're not that creative because they're plagiarizing from the past, you know. When Julius Caesar crossed the Rubicon with his army and he went into Rome, he wanted to be emperor, and he proposed three things. One, he wanted to essentially pack the Senate, expand it with his own people. Two, He essentially wanted to expand citizenship because a lot of people in Rome were from the far-flung empire. They weren't citizens. So
they were barbarians. Yes.
And the third thing he did was, in Rome at that time, it was really dangerous to walk the streets at night because there were thugs and gangs who were raping and robbing people. And Caesar promised that he would stop the chaos. Now, those three things, do they sound very familiar?
Well, they're not promising to stop the chaos. The Democrats are promising to continue the chaos, aren't they? So in this case, history is not really repeating itself. Thanks for the call, though, Tom. Don, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Don.
Good afternoon, Howie. And this is like hearing the same song over and over again. My great fear is that one more time, the left, who basically voted for Biden because Trump tweeted mean. He's a mean man. You get the conviction of Kevin Kleinstein. The guy should have gone to jail. He should have gone to jail. This is a lawyer within the government.
Right.
He gets a year probation, and he's got his license back.
I know.
He's a lawyer now.
I know. It's amazing. I'm sure he's making a big salary somewhere. You paid the price, man. We're going to give you a job making $250,000 a year. Just bring in your own clients. You got plenty of time, though. We'll make you a partner right out of the box. It really is amazing. I mean, there's no punishment for these people. I mean, you know, they could be embarrassed by headlines, but does anybody think anybody is going to prison? You think this guy Michael Sussman's going to prison? I don't think so. I mean, he may get embarrassed, but I mean, what are the chances of even convicting him in a D.C. court? They think he's a hero. for trying to frame Trump. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. And again, it's a good day to get a message in on the Chump line. Just dial that number, 844-500-42. Press 2 for the Chump line and leave your message. Also, today you can check out all the stories. And I know a lot of this stuff is kind of unfamiliar. But if you want to get a crash course in all this stuff we're talking about, all these latest developments in the spy, I guess I don't know what you call it. This is beyond Russian collusion. It's just like another part of the conspiracy. Just call it Spygate, I guess. If you want to get a crash course, just go to Howie's Homework at HowieCarshow.com. Click on store. I've posted links to a few of the stories, as well as other stories, because there's a lot of news out there. There was a terrible case in Albuquerque, New Mexico. A guy stabbed, a guy who should have still been in prison. He was involved in bringing a gun into a casino, and they locked him up for a few years. He got out, and he stabbed 11 people over the weekend. 11 people. His name is Tobias Gutierrez. 844... All right, 844-500-4242. I want to play, before we go back to the phone lines, I want to play a great 30-second spot that ran in Pennsylvania. You know, President Trump endorsed this congressman named Sean Parnell, and he had to get out of the race after he was involved in a messy divorce case, custody, allegations of abuse, so he dropped out of the race. So the Republican race is wide open. So this rich guy who's a veteran, got the Bronze Star in Iraq, his name is Dave McCormick, he decided to jump into the race, and he's running against some people who are better known than him. So he decided to throw down some of his own money, and he put together this really outstanding ad. And it only ran 30 seconds, and I guess it ran in all the major markets in Pennsylvania, you know, on the station, the NBC stations that were carrying the Super Bowl. But a lot of it is just, you know, it's visuals. But we're just going to start playing it. It's just basically, you know, chants of "Let's go, Brandon," until the very end. But as we play it, I'll tell you what, I'll try to tell you, keep up with what scenes are on TV. So let's roll the cut 30.
Let's go, Brandon!
Gas prices. Let's the Afghanistan go, withdrawal. Big tech censorship. Let's a picture go, of Zuckerberg. Brandon! Picture of the Chinese military let's with go, trade deficit. Brandon! Increase in urban homicides. Let's go, illegal alien criminals swarming across the border.
Let's go,
now it comes in. This is so much bigger than Brandon. Now the candidate.
I'm Dave McCormick, and I approve this message.
That is really a great spot, I'll tell you. I can't do it justice on the radio, but you got to check it out. His name is Dave McCormick. That is, so far, that's the best political spot of the year. There'll probably be better ones as we go along, but that just sums it all up. And it only was 30 seconds long. 844-500-4242. You want to have here's Joe Scarborough, Morning Joe, and this is 2018, and he's calling people stupid who believe that Trump was spied upon, which is now been, you know, it's been common knowledge. I mean, it was very fake news. It was the big lie. It was the Ministry of Truth saying it wasn't. But as it becomes clearer and clearer just how overarching, how overreaching this entire conspiracy was, they went into the White House itself, and were a defeated candidate for president, Hillary Clinton, was spying on the president of the United States. And Joe Scarborough says it's all BS. Cut two.
Everything the FBI did in the home stretch was to Donald Trump's benefit and Hillary Clinton's detriment, including McCabe's leak. Now, for somebody not to understand that, I mean, seriously, it suggests only one thing, and that is they are either intentionally lying or they are
like
too
McCabe?
Stupid to handle household
McCabe
appliances.
Well, was accused by the FBI of lying four times under oath, including twice on the day he was appointed acting director. And the FBI was taking fraudulent evidence to the FISA court to continue spying on the Trump campaign. Some of the evidence was not just fraudulent; it was falsified by that lawyer that the earlier caller was talking about, Kleinsmith. He was an FBI lawyer. They got a document from the CIA saying Carter Page, who was a coffee boy for Trump. They got a statement from the CIA saying he was a Russian asset in one of our espionage cases against the Russians, and Kleinsmith changed it to he was not an asset against the. So he lied. He falsified documents and gave it to a secret court. Secret court means Carter Page didn't have a representative there to argue his case. He couldn't be in the courtroom while they were deciding whether to wiretap him. It was a secret wiretap. You know, if you have secret courts, the government has to behave themselves. You have to be able to trust the prosecutors. Obviously, in the United States of America in 2022 or 2016, you can't trust the prosecutors because they're all Democrats and they're all corrupt. Here's Comrade Chris Matthews before he fell on his sword. Cut one.
Well, the Associated Press is now reporting on how the president is spinning legitimate news reports to make questionable allegations. Quote, Trump told one ally this week that he wanted to brand the informant in this case a spy, believing the more nefarious term spy would resonate more with the media and the public. Let me go back to the judge, to Joyce on this. I mean, you create a conspiracy, vast conspiracy, use words like spy and spygate, trying to distract the jury, which is his basically 40% of the country, have them sort of learn the music, learn the lyrics, start to say spygate. In fact, today he was like Jimmy two times in Goodfellas. He was teaching his people on the air today on camera outside the White House how to say the word spygate. He's teaching everybody that so that in the bars this weekend they'll all be saying it. It's horrible. And he's doing everything he can to destroy this country and its government so that he gets off scot-free. You're thinking.
So Donald Trump is destroying the country by saying that there is a criminal conspiracy to frame him for crimes he didn't commit. It's like Vietnam with the village. We had to destroy the village in order to save it. The Democrats had to destroy the Constitution in order to save it. They had to destroy the Republic in order to save it. They had to destroy the elected president in order to preserve democracy. That's what they were doing. They were spying on the elected president using someone who wasn't even born here, who wanted to impress some VIPs. That's what he told the people at Georgia Tech, the Democrats at Georgia Tech that were working for him. He had to impress some VIPs because he wanted to get a job in the Hillary administration. So he was going to bring her. He was going to bring her a narrative, a made up fictional narrative to frame President Trump with. Okay, but that's okay. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Move along. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Howie. I'm calling regarding the grooming of the Clinton FBI Russian spying on Trump scandal. And you duly state that the fake media is not giving this any attention, that it's being groomed. My concern is I switch every once in a while to a station in Worcester just to see what they're leading with. At 4 o'clock, they led with the Ukraine situation. They then followed that 2 minutes later with COVID. Then they cut the commercial. Then they cut the local news. Now, again...
Well, I mean, that's not just the station in Worcester, Bob. That's every station in America. I mean, this is wag the dog, you know? That's what they're going to go with. Now there's a story saying that Trump's tax accountant has flipped on him, so they're going to lead with that because, you know, no one's buying the toilet story. You know, there anything to change the subject from all those issues that were in that McCormick ad, whether it was gas prices, Afghanistan, big tech and the big lie, trade deficits, homicides, illegal aliens. They want to talk about anything except what people are concerned about. Does anybody care about Ukraine? I'm serious. Even the feeble-minded, people who subscribe to the Boston Globe, for instance, people who watch Channel 5 local news.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
Do even they care about Ukraine? I think not. 603 says, Chris Matthews, hard ball to hard fall.
I once was an altar boy at a mental institution here in Philadelphia.
Were you back at the mental institution last night, Chris? He said the rest of that sound cut is, I like to play the full sound cut. He said the only thing that bothered me is when the priest would touch you, or is when I forget who it was, the priest or the people in the mental institution who would touch him. Let's see, debunked is now undebunked, says 207. Yeah, it is. More Americans want Hillary Clinton investigated amid bombshell report. A growing chorus of Democrats believe Hillary Clinton should be questioned by special prosecutor. Why they call it advisor? The Daily Mail calls him an advisor. He's a special counsel, John Durham, for her alleged role in the Russian Secret Service scandal. 66% of Democrats, this was even before the revelations last Friday, want Clinton questioned under oath, a whopping 22 percentage points higher than how many demanded a probe last October, according to the TIPP, Technometrica Institute of Policy and Politics. 91% of Republicans want her questioned under oath. Independents want her questioned under oath. 74%. 844-500-4242. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hello, Howie. First-time caller.
Thank you.
Howie, I sense a little frustration in your voice, and I think I understand why. It's because the enormity of this, you can't wrap your arms around, at least not at this point.
No, you can't.
It's so big. And it's so frustrating for a lot of people to listen and try to wrap their arms around it. It's just very, very frustrating. Now, if you were to build a house, you would have a general manager manage the building of that house. So I think what we need to find is, who is the general manager? Who created this plan? Who's behind it all? Because I don't think it was Hillary. I think they probably had a general manager managing this entire plan. But who is doing the day-to-day execution of this overall plan? I think that's what we need to find out.
I don't think there was an overall general manager, Brian. I mean, you know, Conservative Treehouse, I know the guy's not a lawyer. He's not a Fed. He's not a special investigator. He's not from law enforcement. But he has a pretty good grasp of it. And he says that there are these silos, he calls it, silos of information. So, like, one person would be in charge of one aspect of it, and or one agency, like, you know, National Security Administration, CIA, FBI. They all have different silos that they're in charge of. Like, someone would be in charge of framing George Papadopoulos. You know, you would use some guy on the Defense Department payroll in Oxford, for instance, which is apparently what happened. And someone, maybe the CIA, would be in charge of that, and they would pass it off to the FBI. Or you would have, in the case of the Tea Party, you would have the Internal Revenue Service going after them. You have all, and in the case of Donald Trump, you have the Special Commission, the Congressional Commission. I think it's a vast left wing conspiracy, as I said earlier. You're right. I can't put my finger on one person. If we could, that would make it easier for our fellow citizens to understand who haven't been paying attention. Thanks for the call, Brian, or Bob, excuse me. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile. But what he really does is build the self-confidence of his patients. It's a cliche, but you only get one chance to make a good first impression, and a lot of that has to do with your smile. If you're not afraid to smile and you're proud of your smile, it builds confidence when you get take that first meeting. It builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of life becomes so much easier. It's a new year, and you have the opportunity to make 2022 the year for a new you. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? If you've been procrastinating about getting dental work done for a couple of years now, for whatever reason, stop postponing the inevitable. The longer you wait, the tougher it's going to be to get your mouth back in working order. The only place to go for whatever you need in the way of dental work is Perfect Smiles. They are the best. This year, take care of yourself, whatever you need done. You deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They are conveniently located off Route 3, and they have plenty of parking. You may see me there next month if you make an appointment for next month. I'm going to be back in Boston, and I'm heading right up there to get my teeth worked on. You can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile, change your life. See you there. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break. Silencing him, they've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 603 says, you missed that last caller. Tom's pointed by Julius Caesar. Caesar crossed the Rubicon, and one of the problems about the barbarians and the crime and the Senate straightened out, and they ended up rising against him and rubbing him out. Tom was trying to compare Trump's agenda with and look at the price that Caesar had to pay for trying to clean up Roman society and drain the Roman swamp. Yeah, maybe I did. I'm sorry, Tom, if I didn't understand what the point you were driving at. And you know, the point is, too, once they rubbed out Caesar, you know what happened? The country was convulsed. The Republic was convulsed with a civil war. And it eventually fell. And Caesar's adopted nephew, I think it was, Octavian, picked up the pieces, and it became an empire. And that was the end of the Roman Republic. So I don't know what's going to happen. You know, maybe... I hope history doesn't repeat itself, because if it does, it's the end of the American Republic. 844-500-4242. Okay, Justin Trudeau has just invoked his emergency powers, and Sergeant Preston of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police is going to step in now. And I wonder if, you know, if Sergeant Preston wasn't carrying that Confederate flag while he was in disguise, but he can come out in the open now and work like Ray Epps down in D.C. on January 6th. So this is Prime Minister Justin Trudeau just now in Ottawa.
The federal government is ready to use more tools at its disposal to get the situation fully under control. After discussing with Cabinet and Caucus, after consultation with premiers from all provinces and territories, after speaking with opposition leaders, the federal government has invoked the Emergencies Act to supplement provincial and territorial capacity to address the blockades and occupations. I want to be very clear. The scope of these measures will be time-limited, geographically targeted,
15
as well
days
as
to flatten the curve.
Reasonable and proportionate to the threats they are meant to address.
They will be proportionate, just like the COVID-19 response, right? You know, he says the federal government has invoked. Sometimes it's appropriate for a leader to use the first person singular. I. This is one of those cases, I believe. Put on your big boy pants. I know it'll be a first, Justin. But, you know, try to take a little responsibility for your own actions.